from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. led coalition possibly kills 23 near Iraq border. A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes were likely carried out by the U.S. led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State with bombs since late 2014. There was no immediate comment on the airstrikes from the coalition. The strikes come a day before UN envoy Staffan de Mistura was set to convene the next round of peace talks aimed at bringing an end to the conflict. Mr. de Mistura in Geneva today.
Everybody has been telling us, and we agree, that any type of reduction of violence, in this case de-escalation, cannot be sustained unless there is a political horizon in one direction or the other. That's exactly what we are pushing for.
The envoy said Monday he expects the negotiations to go until Friday or Saturday. It'll be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council tomorrow that will address North Korea's latest missile test. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea requested the discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path. Ken Gause is the director of the International Affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses, talks about the international reaction to the launch.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. Obviously, the Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down.
This is VOA News. A cyber attack that has already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Cybersecurity specialist Cedric Layton.
This is the biggest ransomware attack that has occurred really ever on the face of the earth. So what you're dealing with here is an unprecedented cyber attack.
So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the ransomware attack. The World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. These are believed to be the first cases since an epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014 that left more than 11,000 dead. Two Ivory Coast cities are in the midst of a mutiny by disgruntled former rebels who have been integrated into the security forces and were promised pay bonuses they never received. Gunfire was heard Monday in Bouake, the country's second largest city, and at several military camps in Abidjan. That's the country's economic capital. It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties. The rebels were promised bonuses if they gave up, but the government is having trouble meeting those payments. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump is concerned about how moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem could affect the Mideast peace process. The Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, and Israel's allies have been reluctant to move their embassies. Mr. Trump will meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as part of his first foreign trip as president later on this week. The search is underway for a new FBI director after President Trump fired James Comey last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
From jurists to lawmakers, a wide net is being cast for a nominee to lead the FBI. Trump continued to make headlines after firing Comey in televised interviews and via Twitter, where he appeared to threaten the former FBI chief and hinted that recordings may exist of their conversations. On NBC television, Trump claimed Comey asked to meet with him in January so as to convey a desire to remain on the job at the FBI. The president's account does not match the recollection of someone who interacted with Comey shortly before the FBI director dined with Trump at the White House. Comey declined to testify behind closed doors on Capitol Hill this week, but is reportedly eager to speak in a public hearing that could be scheduled any day. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.